You've got attuned to KEXP 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming around the world at kexp.org. So excited to have Jeff Rosenstock here today. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having us. We're all really excited to be here. It's cool. Look at all these lights.
I know. You look so fantastic in here. Aww. You also looked fantastic at Sasquatch.
Thanks.
Such a great set.
Thank you. We try to only show up at places where we look fantastic.
I know. So, well, good. You know what? That's not a bad...
Yeah, we try. 90% of the time.
And
not so much.
You had a great new album that came out at the beginning of the year called Post.
Thanks.
And only your most recent. To say you're a prolific and busy artist, I would say, is an understatement.
Yeah.
But you like to keep busy.
Yeah. I write a bunch. I do. I'm always doing a lot, yeah.
You're going to play some songs from a couple of records, starting off with the newest album, Post.
Yep. Cool.
Jeff Rosenstock, live on KEXP.
All right. Thanks. All right, everybody. Let's do it. Dumbfounded, downtrodden, and dejected. Crestfallen, grief-stricken, and exhausted. Trapped in that room while the house was burning to the mother, father. I saw the sign, but it was misleading. I fought the law, but the law was cheating. Screaming for help, but somebody keeps on telling me to settle down.
Now we're
Cool. That song's called USA. This song's called Your Throat.
Live on KEXP. It's too bad you guys don't enjoy playing live.
Yeah, it's the worst, right?
So much excitement and energy and enthusiasm in your live shows. And you've been doing this for such a long time, Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, most of your life. And that energy just doesn't seem to be flagging at all. Is music just a way to channel your natural energy?
I don't know. I think so. It's just kind of like, it's just something I'm always doing. It wouldn't matter if we were in a band that was on tour and playing stuff like this, or if I was just at home, like, it's what I'm doing all the time, you know? That's why we're doing this, is because we like to do this. We're not, you know what I mean? So I guess there's some sort of, like, anxious energy in me that is, gets released that way, but I don't think about it like that, you know?
Well, we talked about we mentioned that you have been doing this for such a long time. Obviously, you just love it. It seems like you sort of can't stop yourself from making music. And you're not the only music who's embraced the DIY aesthetic. But boy, I feel like you could be Jeff DIY Rosenstock. You've really just done almost every aspect of this industry and the music. But for the last few albums, you have found very like-minded record labels. So it is possible to get help from other people. How has working with these records allowed you to focus more on the music? What are the kinds of things that they bring to it that help you along?
Well, it's been... I'm going to take these off. We'll talk. It's been nice, like... Especially a Side One Dummy, somebody like Jamie Coletta, who was like always telling people about our band when, like, I don't know, I'm kind of a shy person and I don't like to be like, hey, what's up? Listen to my thing. You know what I mean? So just having people to do kind of the stuff that maybe I feel a little bit less comfortable doing. But also, it's just a lot of people to work with you towards something. But it doesn't feel all... like that much different from just DIY stuff. That's just kind of doing it with friends, and now we're doing it with new friends that we hadn't met before. I think when we were all in bands that did stuff ourselves and did those things that played house shows and all that stuff, it was never... I feel like people sometimes think that you do that as a path to eventually get somewhere. And I don't think that that is necessarily how it should be or how it has to be. I think that the DIY world is fun. I think that house shows are fun. I mean, we still play cheap shows. We still play all ages shows. It's just, a matter that it's kind of not able to be in those small spaces anymore, And it's kind of the same thing with record label stuff. Just literally, I can't. Anybody who's ordered a record from me knows that it will not, they're not available a lot of the time because we're always on tour, So it's great to have people who are down with what we're doing and who we agree with and who are all just super nice. All the people at Polyvinyl are so crazy nice and just want us to do what we're doing and just want to help us. So it's cool to have a bunch of extra help. I think it lets us be on tour more and just do a lot of stuff. But, I think both ways are good, I guess, is what I'm saying.
As you said, it's just nice to have a lot of friends supporting you and encouraging you and moving aside and letting you do what you want to do. I read in an interview, and I'm not surprised for as long as you've been doing this, that people sort of want to come to you and say, how do I do this? And I saw you give advice once. You're like, I just did what I want, and you don't have to copy what I did. Do what you want,
yeah.
And that's what will work. And that was really refreshing to hear because a lot of people are, eager to know how, they can put this passion out there in the world, and you're just do what you want.
Sometimes, yeah, I always think it's weird when people ask me that stuff because I'm like, I don't know. As far as I look at this, there is no authority on how to do it. We all literally we have been in the van before reading 10 ways to make your band successful on these websites with listicles about it and just kind of nah, this person's just trying to get clicks. This isn't the way any of my friends figured out how to do it. You know what I mean? So I think if you just do the thing that you want and if you just kind of, harness that good energy, then worst case scenario, you play a show and nobody goes, but at least you're still having fun playing music, as opposed to if you're all right, this is the big industry one, and this is going to make our band, and then nobody goes to it, just coach isn't taking you to go get ice cream after that show. I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of maybe it's just not wanting to set yourself up for failure. Maybe it's fear of doing anything good. I don't know. But I think it's good to just follow the way that you want to. You know what I mean? And at least it's your mistake and not something you could have been I wish that would have been like this or that would have been like this, I don't know. I could ramble forever about this and not get anywhere. So.
Well, one of the things that you've done is make your music very easily accessible to people. You've given it away. And you talk about that I'm not just a nice guy, trying to buck the trend, but that is a business decision. It gets your music out there to more people and they come out to your shows. So.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize it was a business decision until people talking to me about it later on. And I think for me, it was just I don't want to wait to put out this record. I want to put it out for free right when I'm done making it. And I don't want, what if it's not, I don't know. I want to be able to make something that might not be good. I want to be able to make something without the fear of all right, this is the thing. It's I just want to make stuff and put it out there. I wanted to make it good, but you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of baggage that comes with the plan. And I think you just do stuff a lot more, I don't know, easy, especially early on without that kind of stuff.
Well, you've stayed super busy. You've had nearly an album of a year under the name Jeff Rosenstock for the last few years. And you have other musical projects as well. And then you do music for Craig of the Creek on the Cartoon Network. And you were involved in that from the beginning.
Yeah. Lucky me, right?
Yeah, I mean, that just debuted, I think it was in March. Tell me about that. How fun is that?
It's super fun. One of the creators of the show saw my old band Bomb the Music Industry play in a backyard in 2007, and that's how I got that job, which is, insane. It's really fun. I get to, I don't know. I talked to them about movies and music, and then I go through and I just kind of like write a whole bunch of stuff. They let me, like, we're on the same page, so they let me have a lot of creative freedom, which is cool. I think the show is really good and really funny. So that's nice because I have to watch it like 1,000 times. And my wife is like in the other room as I'm listening to like a 2-second like loop over and over and over and over and over again, like trying to EQ a keyboard around it or something. It's a lot of just like watching it a lot and just trying to find, you know, trying to find the right mood and like making... It's really interesting to make a bunch of music that I never have to consider how to play live, and I never have to like consider what the instrumentation should be to make music that I'm like naturally a very like, I make music that's very propulsive a lot of the time, but that music has to sit back. It's like painting kind of with just like, but with sound. It's neat. It's really, really fun. I really like doing it. There's like 25 episodes out already, which is completely bonkers.
Well, how fun for you to explore that sort of different side of music. You mentioned that your music's propulsive. One of the things I love about your music, and especially on this newest album, Post, is the dynamics. That first song that essentially opens the album, USA, is a perfect example of that, the one you played today.
Thanks. Yeah. I think something that we always talk about more in the studio, especially this band, since We Cool, was trying to make, like, I don't know, we all listen to a lot of different kinds of music, and something that's always like surprised me is that quiet bands, when they get loud, they seem a little afraid to get like amps on fire, like Japanese hardcore 7-inch loud. And that like punk bands, when they get quiet, they seem afraid to like really, really peel back. So I think that, you know, Fugazi was a band that did that a lot, and I always really liked their music because of that. So I think we're always trying to like explore different ways to be super, super quiet in a way that our band wouldn't, so that the crazy loud parts seem even crazier, louder.
Oh, I love it. Jeff Rosenstock is live here in the KEXP studios. What do you got next?
We got a song called Elvis Useless Energy, where we're using a useless part of my voice.
Letting us use that as a KEXP podcast.
What's up?
Thank you for letting us use that as a KEXP podcast.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for letting us use that as a KEXP podcast.
Yes, your label must have allowed that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I thought you... I had no idea what you were saying for a second. It was like, yeah. Thank you for putting it on your podcast. Jeez, whenever we see that stuff, we're like, oh, wow. So I was listening. Wild.
Take it away.
Silence cuts through.
Jeff Rosenstock live on KEXP, doing things with the headphones no one's ever quite done here before.
I can't believe that. People must have slippery heads.
They always fly off, but I've never seen anyone wear them like goggles.
Oh, yeah. That's just the way they go. You know, that's what we're talking about. Just follow what's happening. I thought that was going to be a really quiet noise.
You do your thing.
Are we playing another?
I'd love that.
Okay. Hey, should we play songs? Okay. This song is old. It's called The Trash, The Trash, The Trash. Worry about the rodents. And maggots in the trash. So I don't empty the trash. I don't empty the trash. Worry about the moldy dishes. It spatters in the drain. So I won't do the dishes today. And I won't eat no dinner tonight. And I won't write no letters today.
Jeff Rosenstock live on KEXP, the new album Post out on Polyvinyl Records. You all sound great. Will you introduce this fantastic band?
Yes, please. This is Mike Huguenot. Mike Huguenot is from San Jose. He plays in the great bands Hard Girls and Shinobu. Mike?
And this one.
And oh, that's true. That's true. This is Dan Pothouse from Santa Cruz via St. Louis. He plays in the great band ME330 and also has solo stuff. And this one is John DiDomenici.
Hi.
We've been friends since high school. We've been playing music together for, this is officially like 20 years this year, 21 years. Wild.
Long time.
What do you want to say, John?
You said it all.
And so I guess I'm not introducing our wonderful drummer, Kevin Noguchi, because I've said it all already.
Hi.
Kevin, what do you want to say?
Hi.
Oh, I want to say, well, Kevin really likes food blogs and stuff, like, what do you, vlogs? What do you call them? Like Eater, that kind of stuff. So if there's any chefs out there who want to give our drummer some free food and take him on tours of restaurants and stuff,
get out.
We're trying to make it happen. This is my only chance. Kevin, is that good?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you all for bringing it today. Living the dream. It's Jeff Rosenstock.
Thanks
live.
So much, Cheryl. Thanks. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks to all of you.
Thank you very much.
It's an honor to be here.
You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.